Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, For the Sake of the Remnant. God always has a grace remnant. Sometimes that remnant gets very small, but it is still there. And while the majority never properly appreciate this godly minority, the fact is, they should. It is only because of the remnant of God's people that all hell does not break loose. In Genesis 18, God revealed to Abraham that what he was about to do with Sodom and Gomorrah, because, quote, their sin is very grave. Genesis 18:20. Abraham had family living in Sodom, namely Lot and his family. And so Abraham began to question God. He asked God, saying, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Genesis 18:23. Abraham asked if there were 50 righteous in the city, if God would spare it. God said he would. Then Abraham asked about 45, then 40, then 30, then 20, and finally, just 10. And God said, quote, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. Abraham may well have been calculating how many Lot and his family made up and hoping that this number would be sufficient. There was Lot and his wife, Lot's two sons, Lot's two married daughters and their husbands, and Lot's two unmarried daughters. That makes for a total of 10. People tend to think that at least their own family is saved, even if they run with the world. We tend to give our own the benefit of the doubt. But our calculations may be wrong. In fact, there may not be nearly as many people in the family saved as we think. Of course, we intercede for them, even as Abraham did. Naturally, we want to think the best in terms of them, even as Abraham did. But in the end, the judge of all the earth will do what is right, and every individual must stand on his or her own before God. Note that God was indeed gracious and did save all that were righteous in the city, which turned out to be only Lot. His daughters were saved due to their connection with Lot. In addition, God graciously offered salvation to anyone who would listen. Compare Lot's sons-in-law, who rejected it, and Lot's wife, who turned back. When the angels came to urge Lot to immediately escape out of the city that was about to be destroyed, he was told, quote, hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Genesis 19:22. God would not allow the city to be destroyed with brimstone and fire until Lot was removed. For the sake of a small remnant, God was willing to spare the city. And for the sake of Lot, God withheld destruction until Lot was out of harm's way. When Paul was on board a ship that was lost at sea in a storm, Acts 27:20 records, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. In that context, an angel appeared to Paul and told him, quote, indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. In this case, all 276 persons on board were spared because of the ministry of Paul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul emphasizes that the unbelieving spouse is, quote, sanctified, unquote, by the believing partner. 1 Corinthians 7:14. Paul shows that the connection to the believing partner results in special benefits or blessings that now splash over, as it were, onto the unbelieving partner and the children as a result of their relationship with the believer. They are set apart, which is to say they are in a special position of advantage because of this relationship. I believe the Holy Spirit is working through the true church in a restraining ministry during this, the church age. When the church is raptured, this restraining ministry will be removed, making way for the emergence of Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians 2, 6-8. Then all hell will break loose as the lawless one comes on the scene. This is the Antichrist who comes, quote, according to the working of Satan, end quote. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Then, as Jesus said, the love of many will grow cold. Matthew 24:12. If you think the world is harsh, cold, and cruel now, which it is, the removal of God's people from the earth will result in a level of unrestrained evil, the likes of which the world has never seen before. As bad as things are, it is for the sake of the remnant that full-blown judgment has not yet come upon the world. But we've been warned, it is coming. Live ready. Remember the words of Jesus in Luke 21:33-36. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Lord, we thank you that you always have a grace remnant. And so it is today as well. And Lord, we as the remnant can pray. And we pray for our country. We pray for the lost world, that many would come to know Christ while they still have the opportunity. Judgment is coming. And Lord, we thank you for the remnant that is in the world, making a difference. We are salt. We are light. We are your witnesses. And Lord, it's really because of this remnant that judgment has not already come upon the world. And so, Lord, help us to redeem the time. The days are evil, to make the most of it while we still have the opportunity. Lord, we commit ourselves, our day to you. Thank you that you work through the remnant for your own glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.